Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making Aid Outreach back on the ranch radio show down here on a great Thursday night, getting ready for some great bull riding action this weekend. But we're going to try to catch all you rodeo fans up to date, let you know what's been going on here in the areas, in our area. And we would love for you guys to call in and talk some rodeo with us. So if you're out there, you want to talk some rodeo, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to be on for about 2 hours. Got plenty of time to sit back and talk some rodeo. But before we do, we're going to check in with one of our special guest co-hosts here tonight. So, Chrissy, are you there?
I'm here, Scott. Hey, all you Making Aid fans.
How you doing tonight, Chrissy?
I'm doing well, doing well. Looking forward to another great show with y'all.
I'll tell you what, we always look forward to being down there at Remington Rustock. And speaking of Remington Rustock, we're going to get right into some of this bull riding action. How have things been going down there this week? I hear they've got quite a few bull riders turning out for a great show tomorrow, huh?
We do. We have 17 riders called in for tomorrow night. Should be a great show. I think we're going to take the top five or six back to the short go-round and find out which one of them gets to go home with a paycheck.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it's anything like it has been, I know that you've got one guy in particular down there, Rooster McKeeman. That cowboy right there is looking to make some money. He's almost a sure bet down there, but you got quite a few other riders down there I think are going to give him a run for his money this weekend.
I'm telling you, 2 weeks ago, Rooster took home the money again for the second week in a row. But one of our other favorite cowboys, who also owns the Ripo Rope Company, he took second place last week, and he's on the call-in sheet again for this week.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a really good deal, really exciting to watch. So I was really pleased. And I think that I think that Kevin has got to be the fan favorite down there. He's really got a large crowd of followers, but, that cowboy has been riding everything. We're going to talk about Kevin later on. Of course, you know, he made it on the Making Eight homepage with his win down in over in Bunnell, Florida this past weekend. So, that cowboy, he is covering bulls wherever he goes.
He is. He's doing amazing, and I just love watching him doing so well and putting his heart into it, because I've been watching him over at Remington for years get on our bulls, and I'm so glad to see him doing so well in the SSBR and all the other events that he enters.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he's definitely been action-packed. I mean, I'm just going to scan down through here, but, looking at the results, and of course, he's standing second place right now in the Southern States bull riding standings, but was down on the 24th and 25th in Newport, North Carolina, won both of those nights he actually covered two bulls each night. And so that's four bulls for the weekend in those 2 days that he covered. So he is just right up there. It doesn't make a difference. I mean, when Rooster shows up, he shows up to ride.
That's right. He's so on his game right now. I mean, 38.25 points behind the leader in the national standings for the SSBR. I mean, he's just doing amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wagner Luciano is another cowboy. I mean, he is really getting out covering his bulls. I mean, he won in Buckhead, Georgia on May 1st, and then drove down to Bunnell that on the 2nd, I believe it was. Or no, you know what, I stand corrected. He went down to Port Charlotte on the 2nd and won that event down there. So Wagner came down and won Buckhead, Georgia Monday night, comes back down to Port Charlotte on Tuesday night, which was a great, great deal. Rooster gets bucked off. Wagner wins the event, you know, and then to turn around and go up here to Bunnell, Wagner gets bucked off. Rooster wins the event. So I'm telling you, they have been promoting that matchup between those two cowboys, and I'm telling you, it is going to be a great season to watch these guys. I think they are really going to feed off each other and really give each other it's going to be a close race at the end of the season.
Oh, absolutely. Those two are neck and neck, and they're both putting their whole heart into their bull riding this season, and I'm just anxious to see what happens.
Yep, that is for sure. But I know that, like I said, when we were down there 2 weeks ago, we had a great time. It was a great matchup. Like you said, Rooster obviously coming down when he showed up. Now, I'll tell you, Travis Van Eaton was another cowboy. He ended up in the short round. He ended up having to go back. I believe he got on 4 bulls that night. Am I right in that?
3 bulls. He had his first round bull that he scored a 75 on, and then he got a rerun. I'm sorry, you're right, 4 bulls. Got on Dead Zone, called for a re-ride, got on Magic Man, the bull stumbled, called for another re-ride, and then got on Milk Daddy. 4 bulls in one night, and this cowboy still went home with some money in his pocket.
Yep, I believe he finished, what, 3rd that night, correct?
3rd place that night.
Yep, and of course, Ryan Rippo finishing 2nd, and you know, I'll tell you what, he's using a brand-new Rippo rope, and we love it. I mean, I've really seen some of our cowboys use them. Ty Harris with Team Macon 8 has got one now and absolutely loves it. You know, Ty was down in over in Bunnell with us this past weekend using his rope for the first time. He ended up getting bucked off a little short of the 8 seconds. But, you know, he is another cowboy that is really liking these Rippo ropes. And
absolutely. I think Ryan doing so well using those ropes, he makes, I heard a ton of other of our bull riders the last Friday show ask him, you know, what's so special? How do I get one? What do you need from me? How much? You know, they all wanted to know about the Rippo ropes, especially after Ryan did so well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, and Team Macon 8 is growing. I think we're getting out there. You know, last week we were out there. We signed on one of our newest members in Chris Boyd. You know, Chris Boyd actually got bucked off a little short of the 8 seconds down there 2 weeks ago. But another really good cowboy. I had a chance to run in with him that following Monday at the practice pens. And, you know, we're pretty pleased with him. I really like Chris. I think he's going to be a good example for some of the other bull riders that are up and coming. And, you know, Chris really sets a good tone. I mean, he gives these guys some good competition. And I like the way he rides. So definitely want to welcome him aboard Team Macon 8. You know, it just keeps getting bigger every time, every weekend, Chrissy.
Yeah, we're so excited. I'm excited to have Chris on board, too. I mean, Chris quit bull riding for a little while, and he's come back to it with, you know, full heart, his head in the game. And, you know, he's having some tough luck, but he's you can see that he has the heart and he has the try, and he's going to go somewhere, you know, with us and with this bull riding career he wants to further.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. Well, like I said, I was really impressed. I just enjoy seeing these guys. You know, and you guys put on such a great event down there. The fans are loving it. You know, we're doing what we can to just try to keep up with you guys because you guys are putting on such a great show down there. You know, the bulls down there are ready to buck. And, you know, I know Corey is really pleased with how the turnouts are with these bulls. And we look forward to seeing a great matchup tomorrow night.
Oh, and we love having you guys with us, Macon 8 out there with us, bringing in some fans, getting people to listen to the show that can't make it out. The top caliber bulls. I mean, our bulls, some of our bulls have been invited to go to the PBR events here in Tampa and all around the state of Florida. and top bull riders, as you can see, with like Kevin McKeeman and Ty Harris and Travis Van Eaton and Chris Boyd and all those guys, Ryan Ripo. I mean, this is not just an amateur show. You're seeing real true bull riding and real true heart with us when we do our shows on the first and third Friday of the month.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Well, you know, I know that we've got a great matchup down there tomorrow night we're looking forward to. You know, we got to talk with Corey. Now, I've been trying to run down this thing, and, you know, we kind of get behind the eight ball just a little bit every week when we show up. And, you know, I think they need to do the draw a little bit earlier and don't announce it. Maybe we'll try to announce it on our Thursday night shows or something before the rodeo. I would love to see some of the matchups that we could get going with, you know, and talk about some of these bulls down there and the draws, you know, the matchups that the riders may have with these bulls. But, you know, we'll have to talk with Corey and see if we can't do something like that and see if they can't do the draw earlier in the week.
We've tried to do it in advance, and then we have guys call out and we have no-shows, and Corey likes to check the bulls on Friday morning to figure out exactly which ones he's going to book to make sure that we've got the best bucking bulls that we can in the pen and that nobody got injured overnight and, you know, that all the bulls are on their game. So we've tried it before, and we can try it again, but sometimes it's just a little difficult because we get all these call-ins, and then you have a few no-shows, and then there's some of the best bulls left out.
Yeah,
so,
I can certainly understand that.
You know, being that we are, you know, the kind of place we are, we like to have a judge there when we do the draw to certify the draw to make sure that everything's fair. We don't want anyone coming back and going, well, you did the draw on Thursday, and it's fixed. That doesn't happen at our show, but we wouldn't want anyone to question us because of that either.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I'll tell you what. I know that, like I said, I know that this deal tomorrow is going to be one great deal. You know, of course, like I said, Team Macon 8 is going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. So, rodeo fans, if you get a chance, if you cannot make it down there, which I don't understand why you can't, I'm telling you, it's a great way to spend a Friday night. You can back your trucks up right to the right in there to the arena and watch a great bull ride for a Friday night rodeo. I'm telling you, if you can't make it though, you definitely got to slide down and tune in to Macon8.com so we can bring it to you live.
Yeah, we'd love to have the people come out and actually see the show, and great family fun event, great concessions from White Boys Barbecue. We just got some new Remington Roughstock gear in. So we're going to have a table set up selling our new Remington Roughstock T-shirts and hats and stuff tomorrow night as well. You know, we're family fun event. You know, bring the kids, bring grandma and grandpa, bring the whole family because it's only $8 for adults and $5 for kids. And it's just a great night out with the whole family, and you get to see some awesome bull riding. We have great events during intermission for the kids calf riding, the kids calf scramble, and some other games that we come up with along the way. So we always try to have a good time and make it fun for everybody.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you do a great job with that. Now, I know that Corey's also got another big deal coming up with the Southern States Bull Riding. He's going to be down in Naples, Florida, I guess, on June 20th, doing a
That's
rodeo
correct.
Down there. And
That's correct. We're going to be at the Collier County Fairgrounds on Saturday, June 20th for a Southern States Bull Riding show. I'll be down there announcing the show and you know, Southern States backing, so the points in that show count towards the finals, and all these cowboys are so close, especially the ones in the top 10, that we'll see some great action that night.
Yeah, that sounds really good. We're excited for it. I know I've got it on my calendar. We're going to definitely make our way down there. So if nothing else, come down there and hang out with the Macon 8 tailgate party. We'll have a great time for that that deal in Naples. There's no doubt about that. Do you know if he's got anything else planned or in the works here coming up?
Well, the Collier County Fairgrounds does quite a few shows a year, and we're discussing with them putting on more shows for them coming up over the summer months because their fairgrounds don't have much going on. We did the fair for them with our bulls for our SSBR event, and they loved us, so they keep inviting us back. I'll keep you updated when we get more dates scheduled down there. I know Corey is supposed to take some bulls to some other SSBR events coming up as well. I don't have the dates on those, but, you know, you can always see the Remington Rough Stock bulls. They're top caliber bulls, and we show up at a bunch of the big shows.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Chrissy, well, I'll tell you what. How about if we slide on down here and take a little break? Before we do, we want to remind you rodeo fans out there that if you're interested in calling in and talking some rodeo with us, give us a call at 646-915-9940. Make sure you jump on the line with us. Let's get down and talk some rodeo with Chrissy down here, Remington Rustock, and myself. You guys stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Escobar from E-Ball Radio Company. Come out and join us in Lakeland, Florida on May 23rd for the Boots and Buckles Saloons Cumbie Pro Rodeo presented by E-Ball Radio Company.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, front in the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're like a superstar.
You're
like a superstar, baby.
And the crowd goes
wild. Like a superstar.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here on the back on the ranch here with Chrissy from Remington Rough Stock. So, Chrissy, have you been able to catch up with any of the SSBR action here lately?
I have been reading all of the postings on the SSBR website. I'm so anxious to get to go out to the event and to announce it on the 20th. You know, my work schedule doesn't allow me to get to a whole bunch of the SSBR events, but I sure do follow it quite closely.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've got some great events coming up, and Naples is definitely one of them. We look forward to having a big crowd down there, and I know that Corey and yourself, the entire Remington gang, is going to have a great time, and we look forward to being down there to broadcast it. But I'll tell you, the SSBR has been really putting on some great events here recently. We had the opportunity, actually, right after the Friday night deal that you guys had on the 1st, we were down in Port Charlotte on the 2nd. And let me tell you, what a great rodeo we had down there. I'll tell you, I love the arena. I think the arena is definitely set up for the fans down there to watch a great bull ride. It is worth the drive. I'm telling you, it was about a two-hour drive for me from where we're at over here on the west side of Tampa. But it was well worth it, even as a spectator, to go down and watch this rodeo. The SSBR put on their Red Man Pro Series Challenge. This was the 2nd event. And actually, you know, one of Team Makin 8 bull riders in Ben Corson is actually standing in first place right now. He finished 2nd during this event on the 2nd. Wagner Luciano finished 1st. He had some great bull rides down there, and I'm just trying to scan through and see what I've got. Looks like he scored a 89.5 on his short go round bull, and 88.5 on his long round. So that was a big deal. Brian Corson rode his long round bull, and I believe it was Raspberry Punch was the bull he had. And, you know, then he drew a bull they call Risky Business and was actually injured pretty severely down there, was actually knocked out in the arena for a period of time. But let me tell you, that cowboy, he, you know, I've had an opportunity to spend with Brian here recently and out there working his ranch and seeing how he does things. Brian, you know, when you look at a definition for cowboy, you usually probably see Brian's face in it, because Brian is really what cowboy is. You know, he's an old school, a veteran bull rider, really good on his game, and right now he's feeling healthy, you know, and he's making some rides. I really look forward to seeing him work his way back into the PBR series. I know he's got some money down there. I'm sorry, Chrissy, go ahead.
That's okay. I've been watching Brian work for years, and there's not much that'll stop him. So he might have to take a couple weeks off to heal from that injury, but he'll be right back at it at the top of his game, just like he was before.
Oh,
I mean, he
out.
Is. You look up cowboy in Wikipedia, and I'm surprised there's not a picture of Brian.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that guy is impressive to watch. He's impressive to watch just to hang out, you know, during the day and watch how that guy, you know, gets up in the morning and doesn't go home until after dark and you know, works horses all day. You know, shoot, like I said, I mean, you know, even when he wasn't on his game all the way, we came back out there on Monday, right after his accident. And I'll tell you, I had a hard time keeping up with Brian. He's just a down home. I mean, he is a true grit cowboy and, really impressive to watch. And I'll tell you what, any of these bull riders that you run into out here, you know, rodeo fans, these guys are some of the most truest friends, the most honest people that you'll ever have a chance to meet. So without a doubt, I tip my hat to Brian Corson for what he's done and, you know, how he makes a living. I mean, you know, him and I really, you know, we just get along real great. We had a really good time. But definitely one of those cowboys that, you know, we look to be back in there. Now, I know Brian is going to be in Lakeland on the 23rd, which is going to be coming up next weekend. You know, he did not call in for the Mayaca City event this weekend. I believe he was going to hang out one more week before he comes back. He did suffer a pretty good concussion down there. And, you know, he's going to be back in Lakeland. We look forward to seeing that. I know that Brian also holds the record at the Cumbie Arena there in Lakeland for the most rides. So he's looking to hold up on that. When I talked to him the other day, he said, "I'm not going to miss that rodeo." He said, "That's my old stomping grounds." He said, I got more qualified rides than anybody down there, and I tend to keep it that way. So we look forward to seeing him down there. And, you know, of course, like I said, him being one of Team Making Eight members there, we're definitely promoting him. But it's not just him. I mean, we've got a whole mess load of team members now that are adding up some points. I mean, Ty Harris is right now currently sitting in first place with, I believe he's got around 655 points. And with that, Brian Corson slipped into second place now. He's standing there with somewhere around 500 or so points. And then, you know, you got Austin Misick, who's been out helping us do a lot of promotional stuff as well as getting on some calves. I believe he's going to take this week off. He's been pretty sore from playing so much baseball. And they're getting ready to go to their playoffs in baseball. So he's going to hold out this week. But, you know, he's still going to be out there promoting us. And, you know, we look forward to having him get up there. And you know, even these younger cowboys that are Team Making Eight members are still, you know, they're competing against guys like Brian Corson and Ty Harris and Jimmy Bennett, some of these other riders. But they're still acquiring points. So it's good to see that. I love the competition there.
Yeah, it's always great, and especially within, you know, the Making Eight program, seeing all of our sponsored cowboys do really well and just get on their game, and some of the older guys mentoring the younger guys like Austin. It's just, that is the future of the sport, and I just love to see it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's really nice too, because you see a guy like Brian, and of course Austin got to go down there to his farm last week and hang out a little bit, and Brian had him up on his buck and barrel. And you know, that's what we really want to instill in these other riders, is that, you know, we're going to share our knowledge and kind of help build each other up. We're going to feed off each other, and we're going to make things really happen. So, you know, it's really impressive to see how some of these veteran cowboys are teaching some of these other ones. And I enjoy watching it. I think it's really good.
That is absolutely one of my favorite things to see, is to see some of the, you know, cowboys that have been in it for a while and have learned some of the lessons, passing it down to the younger guys. I mean, to me, that's one of my favorite things to watch.
Yeah, well, it really is nice. I've really enjoyed it. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, that poor Charlotte deal was one of the best rodeos. They're doing one every month. So make sure you go to the SSBR's website, ssbrnow.com. Check their schedule. Try to get plans to get down to Port Charlotte sometime this summer. I know they've got a big one coming up on the 4th of July that they're going to do. It was actually last year was voted the best event for the Southern States Bull Riding. So if you're looking for something to do on the 4th of July, there ain't nothing better than going down to a good rodeo. I know that they're going to have it. It's going to be structured a little bit different. They're going to actually have teams. The top 10 riders in the SSDR standings are going to be team captains, and they're going to pick two other members to be part of their team. And then all three of those guys, you know, the team captains are going to have to pick the bulls, or they're going to draw the bulls for each team, and then the team member captain is going to have to pick which cowboy is going to ride what bull. So it's going to be really exciting to watch. I love to see, you know, that kind of competition going on. It's going to be great for the fans to be down there. So definitely, rodeo fans, make plans the 4th of July. Get down there to Port Charlotte. It's going to be a great rodeo, and we look forward to it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the busiest weeks for our SSBR Cowboys. That week of July 4th, we call, in the SSBR, we call it Cowboy Christmas, and they have a choice of about 10 different events to go to earn themselves some maximum bonus points during that week to make sure that they can get a spot in the finals.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, that is usually where they step out and they start making some real money and start charging really hard towards that deal. I enjoy it. It's going to be a great deal for the Southern States Bull Riders, with as many rodeos that are going to be out there. So, you know, you rodeo fans, hang tight. Like I said, go get it on your schedule. And before we take another break, Chrissy, I want to have you throw out there, what's the website for Remington Roughstock?
It's now TampaBullRiding.com. And I talked to the web designer today. It just gives you some basic information right now, but I am working with Bob Collier and Corey Costa, both owners of Remington Roughstock, and myself, and we're working on getting all the other pages filled out about the staff and the bulls with all the stats and all that information. So make sure you check that out, TampaBullRiding.com.
Yep, most definitely. Don't want to pass up that opportunity. And rodeo fans, still got a lot of time left here. You know, if you're interested in calling and talking with Chrissy with Remington Roughstock, or talking to myself, we can sit back and talk any kind of rodeo you want to talk about. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break, Chrissy, and refill the water bottles. Until we get back, y'all stay tuned.
Well, this is Chrissy with Remington Roughstock. Want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making 8 Outreach, back on the ranch radio show. Sitting down here back on the ranch with Chrissy, talking some rodeo. So, Chrissy, actually, while we were on our break there, we actually had an opportunity to get a few callers calling in, and we're going to jump on down here. I believe we got us a Georgia Cowboy on the line. So, Making 8 Radio, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Scott? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Alan. How about yourself?
Oh, man, doing all right. Just hanging out here at the house, getting ready to gear up and go this week into some rodeos.
Good deal, man. Well, hey, while we got you on the line, now, Chrissy, are you there with us?
I'm here.
All right. Chrissy, say hey to Alan Pippen. Alan is a Georgia Cowboy. He actually rides a lot for the Zebra Rodeo Association as well as the Southern States Bull Riding. Not sure if you guys have ever crossed any paths, but I want to introduce you there.
Hey, how's
hey,
it going?
Chrissy. Oh, it's going really good. How about you?
I'm good. Y'all got to get some female announcers up there in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, we sure enough do. We need some. There's not quite too many announcers around here in Georgia, so it's definitely open for the taking. So.
Well,
you got to hook me up.
Yeah, I will. I will for sure. Actually, me and Scott are kind of talking and trying to get something worked out to actually put a bull riding on between where I live and Florida. There's a couple places where I've been looking at, maybe Perry, Georgia. But definitely, we could definitely do some talking to get you to do some announcing at it, for sure.
I would love it,
sure,
you know.
You know where Perry's at, that big agri-center they
got there? I went to school in Tallahassee, Florida, and I lived in Dothan, Alabama for a while, and I'm familiar with up there.
Okay, good, yeah. We'd love to have you come up, for sure. So, are you with Remington Roughstock, you said?
I am
okay,
down here in Tampa,
yeah,
Florida. That's where I'm
riding.
Based out of.
Okay, yeah, we've been down there to Tampa bull riding a couple times.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're still putting them on the first and third Friday of every month there, Alan. And we're loving it, man. We've been down there broadcasting their shows and having a great time down there. Corey, of course, he's got some really good bulls down there this year. You know, he's been bucking a lot of them. He's got a lot of young ones that are up and coming, man. These little bulls will turn right back. They got some good bulls.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was a really good pen last time I went down there. It threw me off, but two of my buddies riding with me, they won some money, so it turned out to be a pretty good weekend for them, you know. But I was really impressed, man. It was a good deal. I went down there a couple years ago, and I placed in the money over there, and then went back there recently. It's probably it was early in the year, but it was definitely a good bull ride, and I was impressed. I'll be sure to come back. So,
we'd love to have you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Alan. You and I have had a chance to talk this week. Now, we haven't been able to talk a whole lot because, you know, so we keep playing phone tag here. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, we've been talking a lot here in the last couple of weeks. You've got an event going on up there later on this summer. Now, what are the days that you guys are putting on rodeo up that way?
The bull riding I'm putting on is going to be later on in the year. It's in September. It's on the 26th. It's actually a charity event that I do every year up here in McDonough, Georgia, my hometown. And I've been doing it for 3 years now, and we kind of benefit some. Like this year we're doing the Sheriff's Association. We have a woman's shelter that we're benefiting, and then last year we had a children's home that we were benefiting for orphanages and stuff like that. And every year they try to get on some different benefits, you know, for some shelters and just different places around town. And it's a pretty good bull riding, man. This year we're going to have Gary LeFue. He's going to be coming out. Famer world champion bull rider back in 1972. He'll be out there to hang out and talk and sign some autographs. And it's a Zebra sanctioned bull riding. And, you know, we were talking, trying to maybe on Friday night, the night before the big charity event, and to actually make it a Southern States bull riding on Friday so we could have a two-day event. And two different sanctioned bull ridings, you know, to open it up for more bull riders to get in and come out to it. So I definitely going to be working more on that because I'm really interested. I've been rodeoing a lot in the southern states, and it's a really good association. I'm really enjoying my time going to their bull riding. You know, the, all the cowboys are great. The stock contractors are great. Good bulls. You know, the money's good. And they're not that far away from home, you know, for us people in Georgia to get down to Florida. And, you know, they're spread out. They don't just have them in Florida, too. They're growing and co-sanctioning with other ones. So it's definitely opened the door for us to get to a lot more bull riding. So really enjoying
it. Yeah, I'm really glad you enjoy it. And you know what? You know, Alan, you and I have been talking, and we're going to keep trying to work on getting some sponsorship set up for that deal, for the Friday night deal. I know you've got a lot going on for the 26th, but let me tell you, now, you've got more than just the rodeo going on that day, correct?
Yeah, there's actually they've actually got a live and silent auction that they do to raise money for the charities and stuff. And then, you know, they have a couple concerts. They get some, you know, country bands to come in because it's a big Western event, really. It's they do fireworks. They have two concerts, the auctions, the bull riding, of course, being the main event. But, yeah, there's a lot going on, you know. We have a really good time. It's all catered, everything, the food, the drinks, and everything is all free for all the bull riders, of course. Now, the people coming to the deal, it's a little pricey for them to get into it because it's a big charity and everything. But, yeah, it's a really great event, you know. We've had a lot of fun with it the past few years working with it, and each year it's getting bigger and better. We're having better cowboys, better bulls, you know, some more famous people coming in, you know, promoting the deals and stuff. And, you know, this year you're going to be up here at it. Hopefully we're going to do a broadcast live from there, and so everybody can kind of get on board and know a lot more what's going on with it, you know, rather than just hearing from other cowboys, you know, and coming that way. It will actually be able to broadcast live so everybody can kind of be a part of it if they can't actually make it out there to it this year. And next year what I'm wanting to do is probably make it a Southern State sanction and have it a bigger bull riding and kind of doing some team bull ridings with it. I like to play with it and make it better for the bull riders and for the spectators. You know, I like to get everybody interested and get into it, so it's fun for everybody.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm liking the sound of that. Now, go ahead, Chrissy, I'm sorry.
No, that sounds great, and anything that is for a good cause and a good charity, I can definitely get behind, and, you know, the more people that we can get involved in the event, the better it is.
Yeah, you're right on that for sure. It's definitely benefited these charities a lot. They come back on board every year, and they're a great help, you know, and it's really fun. The people, you know, with the women's shelter last year, we had some of the women come out, and, you know, they really enjoyed the evening there. You know, that everything they, you know, for them was free. You know, they got to come out, enjoy a great night, get out, you know, and just have a good time, you know. And then this year we got the Sheriff's Association. You know, they do a lot for our county up here. You know, they have have smaller shelters. They have some for women and some for children and, you know, different abused families and stuff that they support and everything. And they're actually, you know, it's just kind of a payback for the Sheriff's Association because they do so much for the county and everything around here and the city. You know, it's just kind of like saying, you know, in return, thank you for, you know, your service and everything. And they get to come out and have a good time, man. You know, it's one night out of their year that, you know, they're so busy working and doing everything else. And bull riding, it's such a great sport, you know, and rodeo. You know, it's such a great sport and family sport. Everybody can come and enjoy it, whether they're a part of it or whether they're just a spectator. You know, it's been a long time tradition. You know, a lot of families go to rodeos, you know, every year, a couple times a year. And it's just one of those things that's been around for years, and it's going to continue to grow and be around for years. And, you know, I love being a part of rodeo, and I love putting on rodeos. You know, it's a great outreach for people, you know, and I definitely would like to have you a part of it maybe next year. We could definitely do some talking about it and have y'all up here maybe, and maybe you can do some announcing for us too. That'd be great. I'd love to have you up here. So.
Well, I know that myself personally, I would love to come. And again, anything that's for a good cause and a good charity event, I'm signed on for. And being a part of Making Eight, I'm speaking for you here, Scott, but that definitely sounds like something right up our alley.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, we cannot wait. I mean, I've sat down and had the opportunity to talk with Alan for quite some time now. We've been back and forth a little bit. And we got more than just this deal on the 26th of September going, too. I mean, you know, Alan and I, you know, we've been talking about putting on a Making Eight challenge or something like that going on later on this year. You know, we're gonna definitely talk and work this out, try to get some sponsors lined up for the deal. So rodeo fans, stay tuned. I mean, stay tuned to Making Eight. We're branching out. We're covering more than just the state of Florida, that's for sure. We're gonna be working our way up to Georgia. I cannot wait to sit down with you, Alan. Now, before we jump out of here, I know that you were just talking about some of the you were getting ready for some bull riding this weekend. Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going to just rodeos this weekend. I'm going to the International Professional Rodeo Association. I've got my card. I'm a member of that association. I've got tomorrow night I'm going to Ware Shoals, South Carolina. It's a Ken Treadway rodeo. And then Noonan, Georgia. I'll actually be in my backyard on Saturday. So that'll be pretty good. Get the family out to watch. And they got a couple buckles and good prize money there and good bulls. So it'll definitely be fun. It's kind of a close weekend for me. I don't have to travel too far, which isn't too bad. So my family can come out and watch it and enjoy the time with me. So definitely gearing up and getting ready to go, you know. And I was listening to your broadcast just a few minutes ago. You know, y'all got that deal going on in Port Charlotte, July 4th weekend. You know, that, like y'all were talking about the Cowboy Christmas, man. That's a great time of year. They gear up. The rodeos are going. There's so many to go to and pick and choose from, and it's just, it's a blast. You know, it's the best time of the year. It starts up, and you can just, if you're good enough to ride and hang on, man, you can go, you know, every day of the week practically. So that's what we're shooting for this year, you know, make some money and just have a good time going up and down the road and just, you know, rodeoing, man, winning some money and just getting everything together. So,
well, I'll tell you what,
definitely excited about it.
Yeah, you got to get on your schedule, try to get down here to Florida during that Cowboy Christmas, during that July 4th weekend, and come down here and hit some rodeos, man. Shoot, like I said, you got yourself a place to stay when you get down this way. We'll be happy to put you up down here, man. I know you're only about nine spots outside the top 30 for finals for Southern States Bull Riding. And, of course, we still got a lot of bull riding left this season. But I would certainly like to see you get down and hit some more of these Southern States Bull Riding deals, and we can get you down there for the finals at the end of the season.
Yeah, I kind of slacked off there. I've been going to a bunch of bull ridings and just kind of hadn't been going to a whole lot of Southern States deals. I've been going to them IRAs. So I'm definitely going to get back in there and get going and get myself back in the finals so I can have a set spot down there for when they have the year-end finals. So definitely be coming back to some.
Good deal.
Well, I have what they call the bunkhouse. So you come to Tampa to ride, you got somewhere to stay.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll definitely keep that in mind. I will be sure enough coming down to Florida. And like I was talking to Scott, yeah, I'm definitely going to be trying to make it down there that July 4th weekend. I know there's a lot of deals, and, you know, there's plenty of places to stay between you and Scott and some other friends I rodeo with down there, too. So we'll definitely be looking out for me down there because I'll be headed down there. So.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to meeting up with you, man, this summer. And I know that September 26th, McDonough, Georgia, we're gonna light some fires up there. We're gonna try to bring up half of Florida. How's that sound? We'll see if we can.
That sounds great, man. Hey, if we can do it, possibly. You know, I only take 20 bull riders. That's the downside to it because I'm kind of on a time slot in the event. But what we can maybe do, we get some you and some guys coming up from Florida. You know, get some bull riders. We can maybe make it a Georgia, Florida bull bash. You know, kind of because my two biggest sponsors, I already told them I was gonna make it a team deal. Just, you know, kind of keep it's more promotion for the sponsors, and then it gets the crowd into it, you know, and it'd be fun for them. So we make it something worked out to where we can have a Georgia Florida bash there that September 26th, you know, see who's the better bull rider, the Georgians or the Floridians. So we'll definitely have some fun with it. And then definitely,
I hear a road trip. I hear the word road trip in my future.
Road trip for sure. It'll be a blast.
That's right, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hey, Alan, I'll tell you what, I certainly appreciate you calling into the show and talking some rodeo with us, man. You know, let's get this word out. We're definitely going to do what we can to help promote it coming up here in the next month. You're going to hear a lot about us talking about this this deal in McDonough, Georgia, September 26th. So put it on your calendars, rodeo fans. Shoot, I'll tell you, that would be a great time to plan a late summer vacation, you know, slot on up that way and weather's good up there in Georgia around that time of year. We look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect. Perfect weather, man. It's always a good show. And the information, if some of the listeners want to know, it's you can go into the website. It's crystalbootsandsilversaddles.net. That'll give you a little bit more info on what the event and everything and the charities and stuff that's a part of it. So, you know, the listeners can key in on that. And if they want to try to make a trip up there, then we'd love to have them. It's a great time, great event, and, you know, plenty of places for them to come and stay and have a good time. So, and we'll definitely be keeping in touch. You know, the listeners, we'll definitely be letting them know about that Making 8 Challenge. We're going to be in the works on that real soon and get something going with it. I'm real excited about it, and I know you are too. And Miss Christy, we'll all be in a part of it and have a great time, and we'll get something good going.
Yeah, most definitely, Alan. Well, I'll tell you what, as soon as we get this thing, as soon as we have a minute to take a breath, man, I'll tell you, Brian's had me out working Colts this weekend, and it's been a rough little week, man, but we're going to get this link posted up on our website too, so that way all these rodeo fans can go check it out, understand what the charities are going for, and know that it's for a good cause. It's going to be a great weekend. So, like I said, we're going to do what we can to help you guys out up that way.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Why don't you give us that website again,
okay,
Alan?
Okay, it's crystalbootsandsilversaddles.net, and that'll have all the info listed up on it, and with the charities, the bull ride, and the concerts, and the auctions, and stuff like that. And like I said, Gary Lafue, 1972 PRCA World Champion Bull Rider and Hall of Fame Bull Rider. He'll be out there the whole weekend signing autographs, talking, you know, and, you know, just helping other bull riders out, giving some advice, be back there with the buck and shoots behind us, talking with us and everything. So it's going to be a blast. Everybody will, sure enough, enjoy their time there, and they'll be begging to come back the next year. And, you know, it's going to get bigger and better each year. So I'd love to have y'all up, and y'all come on. We'll be looking forward to it.
Well, we'll be there for sure. We got it on the calendar already, buddy.
All right. Well, it was good talking with you, man, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, Alan. And like I said, you do yourself, man. Do the same thing. Have a good weekend up there, and, you know, stay healthy, buddy. We'll see you down here this summer.
We'll do it for sure, man. I appreciate it, and I'll stay in touch with you. Talk to you later, man.
All right, Alan. Take care, bud. All right, Christy, well, I'll tell you what, we definitely going to have to round up we'll rally up a road trip of that way. Shoot, if nothing else, I talked with Alan. He said, if nothing else, we'll pitch a bunch of tents in his front yard. So we'll make his yard a campsite. We'll sit out there all weekend long and have a great time. What do you say?
That sounds awesome. I'm all about it.
I'll tell you what, I look forward to it. Alan is a great, great guy. Has been able to spend a lot of time talking with him. Like I said, we've been playing phone tag here these last few weeks, but I'll tell you what, that is one good cowboy, and he's a good bull rider. I'll tell you what, I've a lot of my friends, actually my old traveling partner was the one that put me in contact with him. He's a good bull rider. Like I said, he's out covering some bulls, and we look forward to seeing him down here for the Southern States Finals, too, at the end of the year.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if he's that close out of the top 30, a few more events, then he can make it in, and we'll be happy to see him and to take him in and put him up in the Miss Christy bunkhouse.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, Christy, we have gotten a lot of action. I know that Alan was on and talking a lot about this deal, this charity event that he's got coming up on the 26th. But I believe we also got a few more callers. We actually got another line that just opened up, so we're going to jump on down. Are you able to stay with us, Chrissy?
I can stay with you for a little bit longer, Scott.
All righty. Well, we'll see if we can jump on down here and see who we got. Making eight.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Scott. It's Chaz.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Ah, oh, Chaz Fish. What do you call a fish with no eyes? Fish.
Me.
It's a good thing you're not a judge.
So,
exactly.
So, Chaz, how's everything been going for you this week, buddy?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Now,
I had last weekend off, and we worked on the nursery here at the house and stuff, and so it gave me a chance to heal up because we went down to Arcadia the weekend before with cesspools, and I took a little bit of a mashing on a Saturday evening at the performance.
You did more than just take a little bit of a knocking, buddy. We were down in Port Charlotte when you drove. You left straight from Arcadia and drove down to Port Charlotte for that deal down there. And I will tell you what, man, you look like you were run over by a Mack truck.
Well, it might as well have been the Mack truck. It was I forget what the brand on the bull was. I think it was M22 or something like that. They call him Big Scary, big old, about 2,200-pound Brammer, and he mashed my head in the dirt real good, and that dirt ended up acting like sandpaper and just put a little scar on my forehead, but it's all healed up now. We're good to go.
That's good, man. I'll tell you what, the bullfighters that whole weekend had their work cut out for them. I mean, you know, the guys down in Port Charlotte, is it Ray Ramirez? Wasn't he the bullfighter down there?
The one that got hurt?
Yeah.
I do believe so. I know his first name's Ray. I'm not sure what his last name is.
I'll tell you what, man. You know, and the Cowboys kind of stepped in until you, yourself and Garrett could get down there, and was really a great deal, a great way for you guys to look out for each other and kind of help take that weight off those guys. You know, I was really impressed to see Cody Robinson down there fighting bulls. Think he did a really good job that weekend. Was really able to stay in there. And, you know, even when Ray went down, I mean, you know, he kind of stepped up to the plate. And I was impressed to see Cody out there doing what he did.
Yeah, we gave him a call. I was actually supposed to be helping Byron judge that bullfighting that was going on down there. And Garrett was going to be the back judge for the bull riders. But we got done with the bull riding in Arcadia right at like 10 minutes to 8. So there was no way we were making it in 10 minutes from Arcadia to Port Charlotte. But we called and let Cody know that we were still going to come just to support him or whatever. And just about the time we entered Port Charlotte, we get a call from Billy, Cody's dad, saying that Ray went down and we need to get there quick. So we went from having that F-350 of Garrett's on cruise control to putting the hammer down, and we were coming to him so he wouldn't have to fight bulls by himself. But that boy Justin got out there with him, and I think he did a very good job finishing up the evening.
Yeah, he really did. I was really impressed to see those guys. You know, when the challenges came on them and they hit them, they really stepped up to the plate. And you know, fortunately, I don't know if you've heard anything about how Ray's doing or if he ended up even getting checked out or if he's just kind of nursing his wounds now, you know, but I'd like to know how he's doing because I know he had a rough night.
I haven't heard. I haven't heard yet. You could probably get up with Garrett. He'd know more about it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure we do that. But I'll tell you what, buddy. I know that, like I said, when I first saw you, man, I went over to shake your hand, and I said, good Lord, man, it looked like a Mack truck had run you over. And I don't know, man, maybe it was just Garrett driving, you know, slamming you around inside the truck. But, yeah, that was definitely a rough deal, man. But I'm glad to hear that you're doing all right now.
Yeah, everything's healed up. I'm good. You know, a couple little bumps and bruises. It's just all rodeo stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you're going to be in Arcadia this weekend now, correct?
No, I'll be in Lakeland this weekend.
Oh, Lakeland. You know what? I always keep getting too mixed up. I talked to you probably about 2 hours ago and said the same darn thing. But, okay, so you'll be down there at Columbia Arena, but you're also going to be down there next weekend for that E-Bar E production deal with the Southern States, correct?
Sure will. I'll be there fighting bulls alongside my buddy Garrett Haskins, and he's part of the Bar E production crew now with Kevin Escobar, and it's shaping up to be a really good deal. Last I heard, they had pretty much all their sponsors all taken care of and paid up, and they're ready to go. And when I talked to Garrett last weekend, while we were in Arcadia, he said that the week before, between him and Kevin, they got about 50 calls because it was their first week of doing advertising, and between the two of them, they got about 50 calls about people wondering where they can get tickets. So, you know, that's a good sign. Hopefully, this will be the second Bar E production rodeo that they've done. They did one in Tampa at the State Fairgrounds last year, and it went off without a hitch. There just wasn't quite as many people as they were hoping for, so I hope for them that this ends up being a lot better showing, and we pack out the grandstands there at the Cumbie Arena. And there really hasn't been a bull riding, an actual sanctioned bull riding there at the Cumbie Arena in a long time. They've had the junior shows and a couple high school rodeos, but there hasn't been something like this to come through there in a while. So hopefully it'll bring people out to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've got some big riders coming down there. I mean, Brian Corson, one of the biggest in Florida, team making eight member, you know. I talked to him the other week and asked him what his plans were when he planned on trying to get back at it. And I'll tell you what, he said, I am not missing Lakeland. He said, I don't care what happens. He said, I'll be at the Lakeland deal because I believe he holds the most qualified rides record down there at the Cumbie Arena, correct?
As far as I know, that's correct, and I know that's one of the starting places for a lot of guys. I mean, like guys like Caleb Sanderson now up in the PBR, and Tater Porter, and the Cumbie Rodeo, Pee Wee Rodeo Association has been around for over 30 years now, and it's just a great place where a lot of people get their starts. And C.J. Brown's the president of that, and you mentioned in Brian. It's funny, about the time Brian Corson got his first pro card, he actually signed a dollar bill for C.J. and signed one of his PR photos, and both of them are hanging up on C.J.'s wall right there in his living room when you walk into his house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, we look forward to that whole deal. Now, let's talk more a little bit about this junior rodeo thing that you have. You know, how often do they buck down there, or do they hold the junior rodeo event?
The Cumbie Pee Wee Rodeo Association holds a rodeo once a month, and it's right there at the Cumbie Arena off of Fish Hatchery Road, and they do every event under the sun that you could possibly think of, and it's from kids that range in age of 2 to 18. Once you turn 18, you do have to leave the Cumbie Rodeo Association because it is a Pee Wee Association. But if you
sorry about that. You know, poor dog.
I think he had something to say too.
But
yeah, Maverick, Goose, Jake, Georgia, JoJo, and Allie have something to say about that.
Nice.
Goodness gracious. It's not just a bunkhouse. It's a place to drop your dogs off for the weekend, too, I guess.
Well, four of mine and two are the neighbors, so, you know, I can't help it sometimes.
Sounds like you're running a kennel.
Well, anyways, Jess, back to the action there, bud.
Yeah, they run once a month. It's the third Friday of every month. I'm trying to look up the website right now.
Okay.
So third
Well, Friday. While Taz is looking up the website, I'm just going to give my plug for CJ. I mean, CJ is, like, amazing running that show over there and running that Pee Wee Rodeo Association and just keeping our sport going. You know, again, as I talk about all the time, the future of bull riding, because we definitely don't want it to disappear.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll tell
CJ
you what,
has the, you know, practice pens at his house, you know, once a week and all this stuff for the younger cowboys to just get on and to get their thing going and to get in the groove. And he's such an encouragement to the sport of bull riding.
Well,
yeah. And
go
ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I've got to give him, you know, all my credit. You know, when I started looking for the sport to get in the sport of bull riding, CJ Brown was the first person that ever gave me any kind of instructions. And of course, Chaz, you were there for that down there at Homestead at Lyle Sankey's Rodeo School. And I'll tell you, the relationship that I've had with CJ since then has been tremendous. And it didn't matter where I went, how far I went, I always came back to CJ for anything that I ever had. And he always took the time for me to sit down and talk about some of the stuff that I could be doing better or how I could improve myself. And, you know, he really is. He's a great leader for the sport of rodeo, and he's done tremendous here for the state of Florida. So.
Yeah, and this association that he runs, he's been trying for the last few years to get somebody else to come in as president and take it over. And it seems like at the beginning of the year they'll find somebody they like, and about halfway through the year they always beg CJ to come back in and do it. It's pretty funny, and it gets him really frustrated. But all the competitions at Cumby run from a tot section, a junior section, and a senior section in every event. That way they can group each age group of kids with their own age. That way the competition stays right on a good competitive level. And they run from March is when the first rodeo is for the year, and their finals are held the third weekend in December. And like I said, it's the third Friday of every month, and third Friday and Saturday of every month between there. So there's a total of 9 rodeos during the year, and they do mutton busting, which would be the top section of the bull riding, calf riding, steer riding, and bull riding, as far as the rough stock goes. And that's all the rough stock events they have. And then all the other timed event, they have breakaway roping, goat tying, barrel racing, pole bending, tie down roping, team roping, and shoot dogging now. This is actually the first year they've done shoot dogging. They don't have a tot section in the shoot dogging because I'd be a little rough on those little guys, but there is a junior section and a senior section for the shoot dogging competition.
Okay. Now, if for the junior rodeo fans out there that are wanting to get involved, or maybe the parents listening in, what would be the website to go to get in contact with them?
It's Cumby Rodeo Association .homestead.com.
Okay. And we need to definitely get a link to that as well. I'll tell you, we're going to work on getting our links page set up here. But that's certainly one of them that we're gonna work on. Now you one more time, you said it's Cumby Rodeo.
It's Cumby Rodeo Association .homestead.com.
.homestead.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we're gonna work on trying to get a link to that up to our site as well. So for you rodeo fans, or you junior rodeo fans that want to get involved in the sport, it's a great opportunity, and it's not just rough stock, it's not just bull riding and things like that. I mean, they've got all kinds of events out there. It makes for a great day. Hard work on the bullfighters, though. There's no doubt about that. We saw that after seeing Chaz there the other night.
That was from a high school rodeo. That wasn't from this.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's Arcadia. This is Lakeland. Man, I'm telling you, I'm all confused. You know, I got rodeos traveling through the brain here. I just can't keep up with them.
You know, when I was a kid, my parents said, you can try any sport that you want to try. So for all those parents out there and all those kids out there that think they might want to try, this is the place to go, because you're going to get the instruction, you're going to get the attention, you're going to get the safety of people like Chaz out there taking care of you and watching over you. This is the place to give it a try. And to make it, you know, if it's something you love, it's something to continue with out there at Cumby, because, you know, it's just something that grows with you and grows within you. And if you have the heart and you have the try, this is the place to go.
And actually, in the barrel racing and the pole bending, they started a new section this year. They call it Tiny Tots that they run. The patterns are a little bit closer together, and it's for the really young kids that need their parents still to lead their horses around, or they're just not used to being in the arena or whatever it is, but they want to go out and actually participate as part of a rodeo. They don't earn any points. They don't keep the times or anything like that. Everybody does get a medallion in the Tiny Tot division, and I believe you have to be under 5 years old to do the Tiny Tot division. But it's a way that you can go out and see what it's like to actually participate as part of a rodeo, and not have to pay the real big dollars on getting the membership and the entry fees and everything.
Okay.
That's it. I've been to that show many a times, and it's an awesome show, and it's a great place for kids, because they all feel good about what they've done. You know, win or lose, they all feel good about what they've done, and And if they have a future in the sport, then, you know, they're encouraged and they're welcome to go there and to just get used to the feel of being in the arena. Because that is a lot of any of these sports, the timed events, the rough stocks events, any of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Scott, do you know if there when they do the Lakeland Rodeo for the SSBR here in 2 weeks, have you heard if they are doing the barrel racing with it, aren't they?
You know what? I don't know. Last I heard that the if you've seen on the website, and we're going to get into talking about that here momentarily with the Southern States Barrel Racing, you know, that I believe they're not set to start that off until Port Charlotte on July 4th that weekend.
Okay. Well, I know that they were talking about at least having an open barrel race in there, because when they did their show there at the State Fairgrounds in Tampa, they did one also in conjunction with the bull riding.
I will have to find out. You know, I believe, is Garrett going to be with you down there tomorrow in Lakeland, or is he going to be, you know, if he's coming down to Remington?
No, he'll be there in Tampa.
Okay. Well, we'll slide on down. We'll make sure we ask him about that and try to get that clarified, and that way we can, if nothing else, we'll broadcast it tomorrow night during our show and let all the fans know whether or not they're going to actually have a barrel racing down there for that event.
As far as I know, if memory serves me right, but like I said, I had a rough weekend there when we were in Arcadia, but if memory serves me right, they were going to have it. And if they do, if she's not going to enter the actual competition, which would surprise me if she doesn't, but there is a girl that's in the top section of the barrel racing there at the Cumbie Arena. And she's only she's 5 or 6 years old. She's just about to move up into the junior section because she's been a top for a while now. But she rides this big, beautiful black horse that is about 16 and a half hands tall. And this girl doesn't stand but about 2.5 foot tall. And so she rides this monster, smoking fast horse and throws down 15 and a half, 16 second barrel pattern times.
Wow.
And I'm hoping.
Wow.
Yeah. Her name's Mackenzie Nick. She's just awesome, awesome. You know, talk about the future of rodeo. She is the future of rodeo, and she's just an awesome little barrel racer. And I hope if she doesn't actually enter it, if it is an open barrel race in there, that they'll at least call her up and have her come do an exhibition pass, because it's just awesome to watch this little girl work.
Right. Okay. Good deal. Well, we look forward to it, buddy. Hey, listen, Chaz, we're going to have to slide on out of here and take a quick break, man, but I appreciate you calling in and giving us that information there. Look forward to catching up with you in 2 weeks for sure. I'm sorry we're going to miss you down there at Remington tomorrow night, but we know that you're out there doing a good thing for those junior athletes as well.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate it.
No problem. All righty, buddy. Well, hey, take care. Have a good, safe weekend, and be blessed, man. We'll talk with you in 2 weeks.
All right, man. You guys take care.
Miss you tomorrow night, Fishy.
All right. See you, Chrissy.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, hey, Chrissy, we got to slide on down here and take another short break real quick. Give everybody a chance to refill the water bottles. If you want to call in and talk some rodeo with us, still have about 45 minutes left in the show. 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. So, y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
If you got it, find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, startup shaft, first strap to my boots, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy. my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd's roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up tap, first strap to my boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad wrecks. I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the boots. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side, like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knock my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah.
Hey rodeo fans, come check out the Ripo Ropes on MakingEight.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Back on the ranch radio show with MakingEight.com. I am your host, Scott Misick, and down here along with me tonight is Chrissy. Now, Chrissy, you know, I know you've been hanging in there, and I really appreciate it. Are you still able to hang in with us for a few more minutes?
I can hang in for a few more, Scott.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, rodeo fans. Big news just came across the wire this week. It took me by surprise. Had no idea this was even in the works. They, you know, the Southern States Bull Riding has joined forces with another version of the SSBR. It's going to be their sister association. It's going to be the Southern States Barrel Racing. And they are kicking this thing off. Starting July 4th is going to be their debut weekend. You want to talk about some action-packed rodeos. Rodeo fans, go to ssbrnow.com, check out their website, find out when and where the rodeos are going to be, because you're going to start seeing these barrel racers come out, and this is going to be more of a like an extreme barrel racing. At most of the arenas that they're going to be doing, now they're not going to do a full schedule for 2009. They're going to do a partial schedule. I believe they have four scheduled on the books right now, with several more in the works for this year. The payouts are going to be real big, you know, for the riders. But we're going to actually sit back and kind of explain it. Chrissy, before we do, I believe we actually have somebody here to talk a little bit about it. We're going to see if we can jump down there to them. Are you able to hang with us, Chrissy?
I can hang with you because I grew up with barrel racing and traveled with my college roommate doing barrel racing. So turn and burn and bring it on.
All right. Well, let's see who we got down here. Make an eight. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Scott, it's Haley.
Hey, Haley, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Here with us on the line, we've got Chrissy from Remington Roughstock. So, Haley,
okay.
Say hi to Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hey, Haley.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to hear about this SSBR barrel racing.
I am super excited to kick it off. I think it's going to be great.
We had just started talking about this, and Haley, why don't you fill us in and kind of tell us about what you guys are planning on doing this season, and then we'll kind of shoot into what we're going to do next season.
All right. Well, this season we're just kind of going to get our feet wet and work out all the kinks that we might run across. This year we're going to pretty much run it just a 3D, 4D format, just like a regular barrel race. And we're going to take as many entries as we can get. We're going to have a slack more than likely early in the morning, so it'll be cooler. You know, the horses will be feeling better. And then that night when the bull riding kicks off, we're going to run 20 girls during the show. And hopefully everything goes good. And then next season, come February, when we have the big bull riding at Swamp Cabbage, we're going to kick off the 2010 season. And everybody can buy their permits and stuff, because we're going to have permits just like the bull riders. And they can fill their permits and get their cards and the... you know, just go from there pretty much. And we'll have a big finals at the end of the year and everything. So just like the bull riders, we'll have a banquet and give away awards and everything. So
good deal. Now, are they gonna hold that awards banquet in conjunction with or along with the Southern States Bull Riders?
Yep, that's finals? The plan.
All right, good deal.
That's
well,
the
I'll
plan.
Tell you what, when I first saw it really sounds exciting. Now, I know a lot of the events that the bull riders have, that they're actually bucking in small arenas that may be too small for barrels. So
yeah,
now,
some places we're not going to be able to. Like Myakka, for instance, it's too small, so we're not going to be able to do that. But Port Charlotte, if you've seen it, it's big enough now. Chris, he helped us get some more panels and stuff, thanks to him. And we've got to make the arena bigger, and him and Jamie helped us figure out how to, you know, set the back tens up where it was going to work. So we're going to have probably 3 or 4 there. We don't want to burn everybody out, you know, on going to just to Port Charlotte. And we've got a few other people that have came to us and asked us to do the bulls and barrels at a couple other places, too, this year. So
good deal.
We hopefully will at least get about 10 good shows in before February.
Right. Okay. Now
I can say we have the panels and stuff to set it up at Remington as well. So hopefully we can tie in with you guys for those shows at Remington as well.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. I know that Corey goes down there to Naples, and we were, you know, maybe going to try to see if he would, you know, wanted to do it in Naples once or twice, maybe, and you know, also.
Yeah, I might be speaking out of turn, but. Based on our arena in Brandon and based on the arena we have in Naples that, you know, Collier County Fairgrounds people, they love us. So we would love to bring you guys in.
Okay, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. We're going to, at the very least, try to have at least 1,000 added at every barrel race.
Wow, that's some serious money, Haley.
Oh yeah, and them girls love it. Like, they want to go somewhere where there's some money added. And me and Delana Randant, Jamie Randant's wife, the Randant Lee Bucking Bulls, she's been helping me tremendously. Me and her, she got this started, and she's been so awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, Haley, you know, when you and I talked yesterday and all, you know, you were telling me in your email that, you know, a lot of these girls, especially down here, you know, they've got these prize, you know, these big money barrel racing horses. And they're not able to get out to enough of these events because the payouts aren't that big anymore. And, you know, we're hoping to change that. I think that what you guys are doing is a really good thing that's going to promote the sport of barrel racing. And we look, you know what, I'm excited as a broadcaster bringing, you know, not only the bull riding action, but being able to bring the barrel racing action to the fans at home and getting them involved where they'll get out to these shows and support these barrel racers as well as the bull riders. So, we look forward to being able to team up with you guys as well. I think this is a really good thing for the sport, and I think it's going to be entertaining. Now you were also talking about how it's going to be faster times because the pattern is going to be set up a little bit smaller. Is that correct?
Yeah, just in Port Charlotte though. That's not all the arenas, but Port Charlotte arena it's pretty small. And man, those girls should run 13, 14, 15-second barrel patterns in that arena. It should be real quick and very action-packed. And we, you know, with that $1,000 added, we should get the good girls. We should get some jam-up barrel racers. And because I'm not we have awesome bull riding and we have awesome bulls, and I want to bring in some awesome, you know, brow racing too.
Well, looking at
hearing those times, I mean, that's just amazing. Growing up in the sport and being around it in college and stuff, those are just some awesome times. And if the fans are have any interest at all in seeing, you know, that kind of stuff, that will be some amazing barrel racing.
Oh, yes, well, definitely. I'm with you on the small barrel patterns because I college rodeoed in Oklahoma, and we went to a lot of the indoor arenas. And, you know, and that's another thing. We really want to look at other places that we can go indoors, and, you know, it just would be awesome. And I think we found a few places, so look forward to those. Those will be pretty action-packed, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you were talking about the fans and what they're going to be able to see. And, you know, with those barrels being so close out there to the, you know, to the fences and whatnot, you know, these fans are going to be – yeah, you're going to be kicking up dirt on these fans as they round those horses round them up. I'll tell you, it's going to be action-packed for the fans as well, so not going to want to miss out. Well,
no,
we look,
definitely not.
We look forward to it, Haley. And like I said, if there's anything that we can do, I know that you said that you weren't going to, you know, you guys weren't going to have, like, a finals or anything this year, but
mm-hmm.
You know, if you guys would like, you know, make an eight outreach, we'd love to put up a trophy buckle, you know, for your winners. You know, if you guys are going to be keeping points and things like that for this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The events that you guys are going to be doing. But rodeo fans, July 4th in Port Charlotte, you're not going to want to miss it because it's going to be a great action-packed bull riding event, and they're going to kick off these barrels in a huge way. So definitely look for that. Now, Haley, I got another question for you. Are you going to be running in the barrel racing?
Yes, I will. I will be
really?
There. Me and
now,
Cowboy
see,
will be there, definitely.
I have seen you in action, not on barrels, but I see you behind there helping Chris out and pulling these flags and all that for these bulls. So are you going to be able to do both? Are you going to be able to get these bulls loaded and get down there and run some barrels as well?
Nope, I told him he's on his own after this.
Well,
he's
going
to have to find some new help.
I'll tell you what, Chris Stewart might just be looking for some extra hands out there to help him. I'll tell you, you did a fantastic job in Fort Myers when we ran into you down there and running those bulls through. It was pretty impressive to watch. So.
Yep, I had a really good back pin help, and I didn't have to wait on a bull, and the bulls did awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you know, like I said, I'll definitely have to tip my hat to you. I think that you and, you know, and Jamie Randan's wife are doing a fantastic job with this. I look forward to being a part of this with you guys and really doing a lot to promote it. I know the Southern States Bull Riding and Carl is really excited about it, and I think this is going to turn out to be something really good.
Oh, I do too. We've gotten so many phone calls about it. I just have a really good feeling about it.
Yeah.
Haley, I'm so excited. I might have to go get Scout out of the barn and start working with him again. I want to get in on this.
Oh, you need to. It's gonna be fun. Me and Delaney were talking earlier about all the fun stuff we could do. You know, we could team bull riders up with barrel racers and have team deals and all kinds of good stuff. We could do lots of good stuff with it.
I'm going to the barn tomorrow to work that pattern with Scout. I'm telling you.
Well, good deal. Good deal. That sounds awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, Haley, I certainly appreciate you calling into our show. And you know what? You're more than welcome to call back anytime. You know, that we're doing our Back on the Ranch show, please call us and give us an update on what's going on so we can let these rodeo fans know out there and let some of these barrel racers know what they've got to look forward to.
I
said, we're going to continue to promote the deal. We're going to work on trying to get these fans and these sponsors on board with you guys and really behind you and supporting you, okay?
All right. Well, we sure do appreciate everything.
Now, you guys are going to be down in Myakka City on Saturday, correct?
That's correct, yep. And we're going to have a raffle. I think Delaina said she was raffling off a TV. We're going to sell some tickets just to help us kind of get our money in order and get started.
Okay,
so,
good.
We're gonna have a raffle and stuff to get things kicked off, because we're gonna have to spend a little bit of money, like getting our barrel covers and stuff. And a very good friend of mine, Jessica Brantley, and her mom are gonna secretary for us. And her father, he's got a real big tractor and lots of good stuff, so the ground will be perfect for them girls to run on. And they're gonna supply all that for us. The only thing I think we're gonna have to spend a little bit of money on is the barrel covers and stuff, because we want it to look real nice. And so we're gonna start our raffle just to kind of put it in the association and let it start growing.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're raffling off the TV, I think we may have to go down there and I'll see if the wife will let me have a couple dollars or so we can pitch in on that one.
Oh yeah, everybody can use a TV.
That's right. We can never have
definitely
too many of those. So
definitely.
All right. Well, Haley, like I said, I look forward to running into you down there. Now, are you going to be working back behind the bucking chutes with Chris?
I'm not sure. I might be helping Delana. It depends on if I feel like getting dirty or not.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Tell Chris we look forward to seeing him down there as well. And you guys have a good couple days. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Bye, Haley.
Bye-bye.
Scott, I got to tell you, that has me so excited about the upcoming SSBR events and getting the SSBR barrel racing going. I'm like, my adrenaline is pumped now. I'm ready to go.
I'll tell you what, most definitely. We cannot wait. We're absolutely excited about it. When I saw it come across the desk, the first thing I did was pick up the phone and start calling Carvel, and I'm like, you know, Carl, what's going on here, buddy? I said, you know, tell me what the deal is, man. We're looking forward to this. So he started explaining it to me, and I said, you know what? We got to get in contact with Haley, because, you know, she's one of the ones that started this thing up, and talking with her for the last couple of days, she's really been able to break this down, and I think that they've got a really good thing going. I think that other just bull riding associations are going to start seeing this, you know, that they're going to want this at their events, because I think that these deals, and I think the Southern States Barrel Racing that we have is going to be such structured in such a great way that other associations are going to follow, because, you know, it's going to definitely be entertaining for the fans. And I think that, like Haley was saying, to do some sort of matchup where the bull riders can get out there and team up with the barrel racers. Oh, you know what? How exciting is that? I think that is really great.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And you know, we've tried a couple of bulls and barrel events at Remington, and they've gone over really well. So I really want to see the SSBR and Haley and Delaney succeed at this. And I'm definitely going to throw my hat in the ring to do anything I can to help make it go for them, because it just adds more to the show. When people come out to see a great rodeo and they come to see some great bull riding, what better to see some fast girls on some fast horses, you know,
that's right,
making some awesome times.
And most of them aren't too bad to look at either for all those guy fans out there. So
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, even cowgirls like the bling.
That's right. They sure do. And I'll tell you what, them little can chasers, they bring the bling.
That's right.
I love it. They're most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, Chrissy, I think we have been action-packed down here. We have gotten a lot of things out there in the open. You know, like I said, we still got some open phone lines. If you fans want to give us a call, 646-915-9940, feel free to give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo if you guys have ideas or comments. But I'll tell you what, Chrissy, we'll get down there. We'll talk with Corey tomorrow down there at Remington and see what we can do to see if we can bring some of the Southern States Barrel Racing down there.
That's right. I'm all in and I'm all about it. Regretfully, I'm going to have to sign off, Scott.
Okay. Well, hey, we understand. I know we got to get ready to go do some rodeos tomorrow. I know you got some errands to run down there tomorrow, and I believe that Kelly's going to try to team up with you there a little bit, ride around, and we're going to see you down at Remington Rustock tomorrow night.
Awesome. Looking forward to having Making 8 with us. Remember, show starts at 8 o'clock, $8 for adults, $5 for kids. Come on out and have a great family fun time.
Most definitely. All right, Chrissy, you take care and have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at the rodeo.
All right, Scott. Good night.
All right, there, rodeo fans. Well, there you have it. We have had a great action-packed weekend, or a great Back on the Ranch radio show. We still have about a little bit of time left. We're going to try to wrap things up here when we come back. We're going to take a short break. Let you refill your water bottles. Get a grip with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making Eight.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. All the little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by faith. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
This is Christy with Remington Roughstock. Want to remind you to come on out and see our bull riding shows first and third Fridays of the month at the Crosstown Arena. And also, dial in and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach, Back on the Ranch radio show. We're down here going to wrap things up down here. Want to let everybody know what happened. We were down last weekend in Bunnell, Florida. What a great arena at the Flagler County Fairgrounds. I had the opportunity to be down there a lot when I was growing up and actually on the circuits and riding, competing a lot. It was a real old arena down there, and I'll tell you what, I was kind of shocked when I went down. It's been a couple years, and it's actually right outside my hometown. So, you know, to be back up there was really nice. Had an opportunity to sit back and check out this new arena that they had. I'll tell you what, though, we would not, you know, We would not be able to do what we've been able to do down here with Making 8 Outreach if it wasn't for some of the support from you, the fans, from the riders, really, you know, getting involved with us, the associations, Southern States Bull Riding and Renegade Rough Stock, you know, both of those guys have truly believed in what we're doing, and we appreciate their hospitality. I've been really excited to be able to participate with them, and we look forward to doing a whole lot more with them. But, we also have, Teresa Bryant Photography. She has done a wonderful job. She has sent us pictures that we've been able to post up. Some of the pictures that you see on the Making 8 website, on our homepage even, the picture with Rooster on there on our homepage. Fantastic job. Great photos from Teresa Bryant. So rodeo fans, if you get down to a rodeo, make sure you stop on by and check out her pictures. She's got pictures from several different events as well as usually that night event. She can pull up and print up pictures for you. They are great quality pictures. You're not going to want to miss those. So make sure you stop on by her tent area. And usually the Making 8 tailgate party area is right around her deal. The riders usually like to hang out down there. So we really enjoy it and enjoy her hospitality and her working with Making 8 Outreach. So we look forward to working with her as well. But I'll tell you, rodeo fans, we've got a lot of stuff that we're working on. Making 8 Outreach, we've got our Making 8 Buddies list, so we want to remind you, rodeo fans, get involved with our buddies. Stop on over to the buddies page and get a grip with us there. We also have our store online, so you can stop by, pick out, some shirts or hats or something like that that you guys would like. We'd certainly like to get you in some of our Making 8 gear. If you can't make it out to a rodeo. I mean, we also sell our stuff there at the events. So make sure you stop by the Making 8 tailgate party truck. We'd be happy to have you over, hand you out some business cards so you can get some information about us. And, you can check out some of our gear. I think it's pretty good, and a lot of the riders and their families are enjoying it. But one of our next ventures we're working on is, we've been telling you we're going to start posting up some highlight reels, as well as, like a Sports Center segment that we're going to start doing on Making8.com. So, rodeo fans, you all stay tuned to that, as well as we're going to start, filming and we're going to start selling some DVDs of the events that we're covering. So, have a lot in store for the riders, a lot to benefit the riders, and that's the big thing about Making 8 Outreach is that, we're not doing this to make a profit for ourselves. We're doing this to help the bull riders. So everything that you give is going back, and it's helping our outreach, which is in return helping out these bull riders. So, that's the big way we're going to keep this show alive. So, rodeo fans, get involved with us. Find a way that you can tune in and get a grip with Making8.com. We're happy to have you on board with us, and we look forward to it. So, hope you guys have enjoyed our Back on the Ranch radio show. We look forward to being out with you, the Remington Rough Stock tomorrow night. We're going to be down at the Crosstown Arena. Look forward to broadcasting live there. So, rodeo fans, try to get on down with us there. We're also going to be down in Myakka City Saturday night for the Jason Wade Challenger Series. So, rodeo fans, that has been one packed house down there. Great bull riding action. Like we said, Chris Stewart and, his rodeo company down there, Peace River Rodeo Company, as well as Jamie Randant and Lee Bucking Bulls. I believe they're going to be down there bringing some of their top bulls. Look forward to seeing those guys and catching up with the Southern States Bull Riding on Saturday night. So, rodeo fans, check out their website, ssbrnow.com. You can also check out Remington Rustock at Tampa Rodeo or TampaBullRiding.com. I'm sorry, TampaBullRiding.com. And find out when the events are going on in their areas. Like I said, hopefully we can get in contact with Corey and try to get something set up where the SSBR can bring out their barrels and we can have some barrel racing events out there as well. So, a lot of stuff coming down the road in Florida this summer. It's going to be a great, great action-packed summer. Southern States bull riding as well as barrel racing. Remington Rough Stock going to be in full swing. So, rodeo fans, get it on your mind, get a grip, and definitely get out to one of these rodeos. Don't miss out on the action. Hope you guys enjoyed our Back on the Ranch radio program. Like I said, we're not sure if we're going to have one next Thursday, but if not, tune in 2 weeks. We will be back on the air with you guys. Stay tuned to MakingEight.com. Until then, rodeo fans, we'll catch you tomorrow night at the rodeo in Crosstown Arena. And until then, y'all get a grip.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode Blueberry. Sang the Star Spangled Banner. Well, his Tross Clear got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the older.